Hello again, brothers and sisters of the Daily Respite. Welcome. It's Monday, okay? October 4th, episode number 57 of our Daily Respite. And because it's Monday of this week, we're starting a new author for the week, a new devotional for the week. And the selection has been made. And this is the announcement. For this week, we'll be listening to Drew Lugenbuehl and his devotion, Adventure is Out There. Some really real life, hands-on, boots on the ground kind of devotions that, aren't so necessarily deeply spiritual, but are certainly real life. And it merges the two, I think, in a really neat way. For this week, we're going to hear from Drew for the week of his weekly daily devotions. October 4th is today. And the title of his devotion today is Joyful Children. Joyful Children. And we begin with a scripture verse. You might remember this. We begin with a scripture verse. We hear from Drew, and then he gives us a takeaway at the end. All right? So, here we are. Let's settle in. Let's shed the baggage that we've collected already today and just let God have this few minutes here with our hearts. The scripture verse comes from 3 John chapter 1, verse 4. May not know that. There's three little epistles in the New Testament. Three little notes from John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. This is 3 John chapter 1, verse 4, and it says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Here's what Drew says. This verse was one of my dad's favorite verses. I suppose it makes sense. As a parent, what your children choose to do with their lives is a reflection of how you raise them. The Bible is littered with great leaders who turned into poor parents. Take David, for example. He had a lot of family issues which arose because of his wives and his choices with women. His example led his son, Solomon, down a similar path, as Solomon went on to have many wives. In 3 John, we see John commenting on how the church was growing. It made him extremely joyful to see them heading down a godly path. John had spent a lot of time training them up in the way of the Lord, after all. So, to see them following the Lord wholeheartedly helped him feel confident in the church's future. Which brings me back to the verse. As I said, my dad loved this verse, and my mom too, for that matter. It's so hard to judge a person's success in this life. And in many cases, it's easier to look at their children to determine how well they're doing. For my parents, it's not so much that they care about other people's opinions, but rather they care about our eternal future together. There are so many places to lose our way that when a child manages to stay on the path, it creates a feeling of joy in those around them. My parents loved this verse so much that they had it put at the base of their gravestone. For them, it's the peace of mind that their children are on the right paths. This is their way of expressing that gratitude toward God and showing how proud they are of their children. I remember after my dad died, my mom was very concerned that some of us may fall away from the church. It brought her great comfort in seeing his death strengthen our relationship with Christ compared to the alternative. So now, when I go to visit Dad, I can see the verse etched in stone. Perhaps it isn't helping just me, but perhaps another may see it and take hope. Our children are the future, and training them to be the future is the key to the church. We can't let them sit idly by on the sidelines until we're gone. We have to get them involved and working alongside each generation. Just to repeat those last two lines of the devotion today. Our children are the future, and training them to be the future is the key to the church. We can't let them sit idly by on the sidelines until we're all gone. We have to get them involved and working alongside each generation. Amen. And now our takeaway for today. Do you have kids? How would you say they are in their walk with Christ? Is there anything you can do to help nurture it along? That is all.